Luke glanced toward Leia, clearly as conflicted over the advice as Leia was. There was still nothing in Yusa's Force aura to suggest she was lying to them. But delaying would only give the operations crew more time to react, and that could easily backfire. Leia looked out the viewport and saw that the security team had left its post to begin a search of the hangar. Behind the team, hundreds of would-be evacuees were about to complicate the task by pouring into the hangar.
"We might have half a minute," Leia said, "but no more."
The Swift Lux gave a little pop as R2-D2 brought the fusion core online.
"A minute would be better,"
you said.
"We need some cover. We just don't want to be the first to leave the hangar."
"I heard you the first time,"
Leia said. She stepped onto the flight deck and looked out toward the hangar mouth. The atmospheric barrier field remained a faint, translucent gold, but the operations crew was standing in the control room above the hangar mouth, peering out through their own viewport at the pandemonium below. And Leia had no doubt that they were discussing ways to bring the situation under control.
"We don't have a minute,"
Leia said. She turned back and pointed the 2-1B droid into a chair.
"Strap yourself in. I won't be giving any launch warnings."
Luke arched a brow.
"Looks like I'm taking the cannons."
"Good idea,"
Leia said, smiling.
"Let me know if those hangar guards start heading in our direction."
She moved onto the flight deck and took the pilot's seat, then waited impatiently while nearby vessels began to cold fire their engines. After 10 seconds or so, Luke's voice came over the intercom.
"We have Mando reinforcements entering the hangar."
He opened up with the laser cannons, no doubt trying to delay the reinforcements, and filled the hangar with flashing light.
"Get us out, now!"
Other vessels were beginning to rise around them. Leia eased the throttles back and lifted off the deck, then fell into line behind another Swift Lux and started toward the exit. R2-D2 chirped an alert, and Leia glanced down to find the comm system blinking for attention.
"If that's hangar control..."
Before Leia could say ignore it, a nasal voice came over the cockpit speaker.
"Attention all vessels! The deflector shields are being activated! There is no emergency—"
The message dissolved into blast static as cannon bolts from half a dozen vessels converged above the hangar mouth. The shield generators vanished in a blossom of sparks and molten metal, and then someone fired again and hit the barrier field generators by mistake. At least Leia hoped it was by mistake. Suddenly, the hangar was filled with flying bodies and tumbling equipment, and the Force trembled with the cold terror of hundreds of dying beings. Leia shoved the throttles forward, and trying to ignore her own shock, followed a boiling circle of ion blast out through the hangar mouth and into clear space. She extended her Force awareness farther out into space, and was not entirely surprised to sense Ben Skywalker's familiar presence off to starboard.
Leia pulled up and pushed the throttles past the overload stops, and saw the twinned ion tails of 3 Besoliks lacing the black void ahead.
Ben's presence grew stronger, more urgent. She shoved the yoke hard to starboard, turning toward the wispy bank of rift plasma where he seemed to be hiding. A tingle of danger sense ran down her spine. The Mandalorian pilots lining up behind her. The Swift Lux shuddered as Luke opened up with their laser cannons, and an instant later, the enemy counterattack overloaded their shields. The cockpit erupted in damage alarms, and the hull screamed with the sound of cannon bolts burning through the pinnace's thin armor. Then R2-D2 emitted another alert chime, and the familiar voice of Lando Calrissian came over the comm channel.
"Dive, dive, dive! We have you covered."
"Lando?"
Leia exclaimed.
"What are you—"
Too relieved to finish, Leia simply pushed the yoke forward,
then gasped as the Millennium Falcon emerged from the plasma, barely 100 meters above,
cannons blazing and concussion missiles flying. She pulled up hard, swinging around to cover their savior's stern. But by the time she finished, the Besoliks were already blossoming into fireballs, and the Falcon was halfway through its victory roll. Luke's voice came over the comm speaker.
"Lando, you do know how to make an entrance."